Section 2. Natural Resources. As you read, look for the following. The different types of natural resources found in Missouri. How natural resources are used. Ways to make natural resources last longer. Vocabulary terms. Natural resources, renewable resources, finite resources, refine, strip mining, quarry, fallow, erosion, irrigate, drought. The farmer who grew the grain used to make your breakfast cereal used natural resources to do so. Natural resources are those that occur naturally, such as the soil in which seeds are planted and the water used to nourish the growing plants. Some of our natural resources are renewable, meaning they can be naturally replaced. Trees, for example, are renewable resources. Many of our natural resources are finite resources, meaning they cannot be renewed. When we have used the last of them, they will be gone forever. Petroleum, from which many plastic items are made, is an example of a finite resource. While we cannot replace finite resources, we can use them wisely. Three ways we can conserve resources, make them last longer, are by reducing how much we use by not wasting, by reusing items made from them, and by recycling those items when we are done using them. Page 91. Minerals. Missouri is rich in a number of natural resources. You learned that the forces that shaped the land also created deposits of coal and clay. Veins of minerals like lead, zinc, and iron ore, and layers of limestone and granite. These finite resources are removed from the earth by mining. Deep shaft mines, like the lead ore mines near Viburnum, are far below Earth's surface. Miners use machinery, tools, and explosives to dig the lead ore from the surrounding rock and load it into small rail cars that carry it to the surface. The ore is refined to remove the parts that are not lead. Refining is a method of turning natural resources into useful products. Most of the lead mined in Missouri is used to make batteries. Missouri is one of the largest producers of lead ore in the world. Most of the coal deposits in Missouri are just below the soil, so strip mining is used. Large shovels, bigger than a house, scrape off the top layer of dirt to expose the layer of coal. The shovels then dig up the coal and load it into hopper cars or trucks. Most of the coal is shipped to power plants to be burned to make electricity. Did you know? The Missouri Mines State Historic Site in Park Hills is on the site of the former St. Joseph Lead Company mines. The museum is in the former mine powerhouse. Page 92. Limestone and granite are blasted and cut from deep open pits or hillsides called quarries. Some of the rock is crushed and used to make concrete. Some is cut into blocks and used in construction. Rock is also dredged or scooped up in large buckets from stream beds and used to pave gravel roads. Rock in the form of sand is dredged from the bottom of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. A lot of this sand is used in making cement, but some of it might end up in playground sandboxes. Missouri also has large deposits of fire clay, which is good for making bricks. Some of these bricks are used in the ovens that melt iron ore and other minerals to make steel. Most of the bricks are used in constructing homes and other buildings. Missouri also has small amounts of oil and natural gas that are pumped to the surface by wells. These resources are used as fuels or in making plastics. Forest. The state's forests are a renewable natural resource. There are about 12 million acres of forests in Missouri. The forests are good for hiking, camping, and hunting. In addition, the trees are harvested and cut into lumber for construction and furniture making, made into tools, or ground into pulp to be used in making paper and plastics. Some of the wood is burned in special ovens called kilns that turn it into the charcoal we use at barbecues. Page 93. Soil. Our soil is a natural resource. It is good for farming because it contains minerals and other nutrients that plants need to grow. Plants take nutrients from the soil as they grow and return other nutrients when they die and decay. Different plants use and return different nutrients. Planting the same crops over and over, however, can take too many of the same nutrients from the soil and wear it out. That is why farmers rotate their crops. One year, they may plant wheat in a field. The next year, they might plant corn or soybeans to help replace the nutrients removed by the growing wheat. Farmers sometimes leave a field fallow. That is, they won't plant anything, or they might plant a crop they won't harvest. This, too, helps replenish the soil. Our soil is a natural resource that needs conserving. Soil can be lost to erosion when it blows or washes away. Farmers and landowners use different methods to prevent this. They may plant rows of trees to block the wind. Grasses with deep roots can hold the soil together. Farmers also avoid planting on hillsides or use terraces to stop water erosion. Page 94. Water. Sometimes we forget how important water is. But it is difficult to go without water for even one day. We drink it, we cook with it, and we bathe in it. Farmers irrigate, bring water to, their crops, and their livestock drink it. Businesses use it to make products. Water is also used to make electricity at dams, or it might be heated into steam at power plants. Like the forests, water is also important for recreation. We swim in it, fish in it, go boating and skiing on it, and even skate on it in winter. Luckily, Missouri has many sources of water in its rivers, lakes, wells, and springs. We also receive water in the form of precipitation. However, some parts of Missouri experience water shortages during times of drought, when there is little or no precipitation for long periods of time. Most of us get our water either from wells drilled deep in the ground or pumped from rivers, lakes, or reservoirs. This water is treated to remove harmful substances and bacteria. Just because we have many sources of water doesn't mean we can waste it or misuse it. We have to protect it from pollution and use it wisely. Do you remember? Number 1. Choose a Missouri natural resource. Describe where this resource is found, how it is obtained, and how it is used. Number 2. Name one finite resource and one renewable resource. Try not to use the examples given in the textbook.